first reading comes from Acts chapter 11, verses 1 through 18. Now the apostles and the brothers who were throughout Judea heard that the Gentiles also had received the word of God. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcision party criticized him, saying, "You went to uncircumcised men and ate with them." But Peter began and explained to them in order, "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision, something like a great sheet descending, being let down from heaven by its four corners, and it came down to me. I looked at it closely. I observed animals and beasts of prey and reptiles and birds of the air, and I heard a voice saying to me, 'Rise, Peter, kill and eat.' But I said, 'By no means, Lord, for nothing common or unclean has ever entered my mouth.' But the voice answered a second time from heaven, 'What God has made clean, do not call common.' This happened three times, and all was drawn up again into heaven. And behold, at that very moment, three men arrived at the house in which we were, sent to me from Caesarea, and the Spirit told me to go with them, making no distinction. These six brothers also accompanied me, and we entered the man's house. And he told us how he had seen the angel stand in his house and say, 'Send to Joppa and bring by which you will be saved, you and all your household.' As I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell on them, just as on us at the beginning. And I remembered the word of the Lord, how he said, 'John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.' If then God gave the same gift to them as he gave to us when we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could stand in God's way?" When they heard these things, they fell silent, and they glorified God, saying, "Then to the Gentiles, also God has granted repentance that leads to life." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second reading comes from Revelation chapter 21. "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away.' And he who was seated on the throne said, 'Behold, I am making all things new.' Also he said, 'Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true.' And he said to me, 'It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give from the spring of the water of life without payment. The one who conquers will have this heritage, and I will be his God, and he will be my son.' This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The good news according to St. John. The congregation will read the part of Jesus in bold. Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and glorify him at once. Little children, yet a little while I am with you. You will seek me, and just as I said to the Jews, so now I also say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. In the name of Jesus, amen. Well, as we have this beautiful picture of heaven for us, this new Jerusalem, today in our message we have a really neat play between the story with Peter, knowing that he has this opportunity to go and talk to other people. We hear Jesus saying we get to go love one another. We get to do this for all peoples. And we have Revelation saying that really this whole city, this new Jerusalem, is for all of God's people. And as we look at this, this salvation that is for the whole world, it's important for us to know that you have something to share. You have something very important to share with others. Now, I love that this begins here also, this idea of sharing with other people, with a story for Peter in Acts chapter 11. This vision, this voice telling him, "Rise, Peter, kill and eat. You can go and enjoy some delicious tri-tip made for you at the auction dinner last night. You can enjoy some delicious bacon being prepared currently for our breakfast following church." Now, I know that there are many different ways that we know God loves us. He's showed us that he loves us in Jesus dying on the cross. Martin Luther said that beer is a sign that God loves us. I would say bacon. Bacon is a great sign that God loves us. I love it. We have something to share, that our God loves the whole world, and in fact wants to share that love to all peoples of the world. Come and meet them where they are, know them, and show how much he loves them. Now, this idea of being able to share with other people also means that we get to have them share with us. Last night at our auction, where we got a chance to raise money for all the different missions that we support, we know that a lot of these missions are to different groups of people, different nations, different tribes, different people with food tastes that are perhaps far different than yours. For those who don't know, this is a big deal in missions. I know this is something I was told early on back in the day, I was planning to be a DCE. They said, "We don't know what church you'll serve. You might be set in a place with people who have different food choices than your own. And, you know, when they offer you food, you always try it, at least, and you say thank you for it, because they're sharing with you from their culture, and you want to get to know them, that you might share from not just your culture, but from the truth that you know, that Jesus is the only way to salvation. You have something to share. Let them share with you a little bit of their culture, but know that there is one thing true for all cultures, all tribes, all peoples. It transcends even we are looking food, something that is different to you." Peter is like, "Oh, but Lord, I've never let anything unclean pass my mouth." I jokingly laughed about this with a friend from South Dakota. "But Lord, I've never let a spice other than black pepper pass my mouth." It's okay. He's very kind. He accepts this. Now, that thing that I was told at Concordia Irvine back when I was planning to be a DCE, you might get placed in a church where there might be different foods and different cultures and you should enjoy it. I didn't realize that one of those churches I'd be placed at where I would be experiencing different foods was a church I had already attended back in junior high and high school. I served for 6.5 years in the same congregation with a pastor that I already knew and loved, Pastor Andy, the same one who threw me at the pulpit on one Palm Sunday with an hour's notice. You've heard about him recently. He is Pastor Andy is from China originally, and he has many good Chinese foods to share. But he said, "I know how to deal with you and with all other people I take to a Chinese restaurant." He would only take me to a real Chinese restaurant. And going there, he said, "I always make sure I have two things, like orange chicken or broccoli beef, and then one real Chinese food as well, something to really like warm you up to the idea and give you something different." And I tell you, after 6.5 years, I've eaten some real interesting things. I, like Peter, have grown in what I now eat. I eat many different things that I did not eat before. My mom is here with us today, and she has a favorite phrase. She'll tell you just how picky I was at a time in life. She used to tell people I was like the great panda, eating only the rarest of bamboo shoots. And now I eat just about anything that doesn't eat me first, so There is hope for you yet. Of course, all of this to say, in experiencing these different things, experiencing these different cultures, getting to know people and know who they are, so that you might share with them who you are, not just as your own cultural background. I love studying my, you know, Scotch-Irish heritage. But that's not who I am. That's not who you are. We do have these cultural things about us. Maybe whatever state we're originally from. Some of you originally from Oregon. Others, they allow us to be here, I suppose. That's not just who you are, though. You are someone who knows what love truly is. As we're called to love one another, that includes paying attention to what Jesus says right afterwards. Love one another as I have loved you. We lay down ourselves, we lay down even our own cultural heritage, with the hopes that we might also share just how much Jesus Christ has loved the whole world. That God would come out of heaven, die for our sins, taking on our own punishment, so that we would not have to experience that separation from God, but rather in his resurrection, know that we have a promised new life, one that you live right now. You have that new life in you. And yet, we look forward to that new Jerusalem. We don't know what it'll look like. It might look like this painting behind me. We're not entirely sure what will be there, if our dog will be there. I love Baxter. I don't know if he'll be there. But we do know something pretty amazing. It's from Revelation 21. In verse 2, we hear about the holy city, this new Jerusalem. But in verse 3, behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people. And God himself will be with them as their God. You have something to share with people. We all have a different place that we're from here. We all have different cultural backgrounds. We all have some that reach back multiple generations that we really love studying. Even though I've had haggis twice, I sure love my Scotch-Irish heritage. More importantly, though, that heritage pales in comparison to the family that we've each been given. The family of God, which is yours through Jesus Christ. This family that looks forward to the day when God would draw us to him, to be with him in our heavenly home, where we will see him face to face, where he will dwell with us. We know God is with us now. We know his Holy Spirit is in us. The Bible tells us that. But to see him, to be with God, to be standing around his throne praising him, to have all mourning gone, where there's no crying or pain, all of our tears wiped from our eyes, knowing that death is no more, being there with God dwelling with us. That's what we have to share with people. That's why it's so important that we do have things like our missions auction, why we continue to support all those who go out into the world to share God's love. Even more than that, that's why it's so important that you, who has something to share, also does so where you've been placed. In that story in Acts, we see that people were sent to Peter, six brothers who accompanied him, and they all got to hear this great story, this wonderful thing about Jesus Christ who had saved the world. Peter was told, okay, you can go and share in their food because you have something to share as well. They need to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's good for you to get to know your neighbors, to know those people who look and act and sound very different from you, or the ones who look and act exactly the same but you don't talk to. I know this for myself as well. It's very important that we remember that we have something to share. not just earthly things, but heavenly things. Again, in our reading from Revelation 21, we hear, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give from the spring of the water of life without payment. All who hunger and thirst for righteousness, we come to God. We receive streams of living water, and we don't have to pay for it. He has paid for it fully. Jesus Christ in his death on the cross, in his resurrection, which gives us new life, he has fully given what you have, a life eternal through streams of living water, what you have to share with others. The Bible says, how beautiful are the feet who share good news. Your feet are delightfully beautiful. I haven't inspected them thoroughly, and I kind of don't want to. But when you are sharing the same way that Peter has, the same way that really the church has since Jesus gave them the Great Commission, when you share the good news that Jesus Christ has paid for the sins of the whole world, you are delivering these streams of living water. You are doing for others what needs to be done for us, in fact. Pointing people to Jesus Christ, the one who has opened the way and given us a way and will bring us to that new Jerusalem, our heavenly home. And so as we continue in our Easter season, as we continue to say, Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. Only one time this week again, it's okay. As we continue to proclaim that good news, it's because you know that you have something to share. You have Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, the one who provides living water, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the only way to life everlasting. He is your great and perfect gift. He is the gift you have to share with the whole world. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. And now may God bless you and keep you. May he make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May he look on you with favor and give you his peace. Amen. Now go in peace and serve the Lord.